Welcome back to D10B College. Today we're designing a jungle bass wobble with crisp transients and dusty mids in Ableton Live 12, using stock tools only. The goal is not just to make a cool sound on its own. We want a bass that can live under a break, answer the snare, and still feel alive on a club system without wrecking the sub or turning the drop into noise. This kind of sound fits naturally in jungle, rollers, darks to cleaning D&B, and rough halftime to double time switch-ups. It's for those moments when you need movement and personality, but you still need space for the kick, snare, and all the little break edits that make the groove breathe. The big idea here is simple. We're separating three jobs. The sub stays stable, mono, and clean. The mid bass carries the wobble, the dust, and the character. And the transient gives each note a clear front edge, so the bass speaks with authority without getting clicky or brittle. Start with the MIDI first. Don't begin with sound design and hope the pattern will save you later. Program a one or two bar phrase that already feels like a bass line, not a synth demo. Keep it rhythmically decisive. Use short notes, a few held notes, and some intentional gaps. Leave room for the snare accents and the ghosting in the break. A strong register is usually somewhere around G1 to D2, depending on the key of the track. Keep it focused. A jungle bass line works best when it has space to breathe against the drums. If the MIDI is too continuous, the wobble turns into a wash and the groove starts to blur. What to listen for here? Even before any processing, the phrase should already feel like it has call and response with the drums. Loop it with a break and notice where the bass pushes and where it gets out of the way. If the rhythm makes sense with just the MIDI, you're on the right path. Now build the synth source. For the movement layer, Wave Eatable is a great choice because it gives you fast control over the mid character. Operator is perfect for the sub, because it stays pure and disciplined. You can also duplicate the MIDI to a second track and keep that one brutally simple. For the mid layer, start with Wave Eatable, then add Saturator, Auto Filter, EQ8, and if needed a little compressor or glue compressor. For the sub layer, use Operator with a sine wave, then optionally Utility, for mono control and EQ8 to trim anything above the low end. The important move is this. Let the mid layer wobble, but keep the sub steady. Don't make the whole bass move in the same way. A practical starting point is to keep the main bass filter somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz before modulation, with saturator drive around 2 to 6 dB on the mid layer. On the sub, if you need a low pass, keep it around 90 to 140 Hz so it stays clean. And keep the sub level low enough that it supports the kick instead of fighting it. Next, shape the transient before you obsess over the wobble. A lot of people do this backwards and end up with a mushy bass. On the mid layer, use auto filter movement or clip automation to create a fast opening at the start of each note or phrase accent. That tiny burst of brightness gives the bass a front edge. If you want more bite, shorten the amp envelope attack to near zero. Keep the decay controlled and use a small amount of saturator or overdrive before the filter. You're not trying to make it harsh. You're just giving the sound something to say at the front of the note. What to listen for? The note start should be audible on small speakers, but it should not click. If the transient is right, the bass feels like it steps into the groove instead of sitting lazily inside it. That's the sweet spot. Now we move into the dusty mids. This is where the jungle flavor really comes alive. The mid layer should sound a little worn, a little grainy, a little unstable, but still under control. Saturation is your friend here. So is filtering. A strong stock chain would be Wave Eatable, then Saturator, then Auto Filter, then maybe a touch of Redux if you want age and grit, and finally EQ8. Keep Redux subtle. We want dust, not digital destruction. If it starts sounding like crushed aliasing, you've gone too far. A good approach is to drive Saturator somewhere around 2 to 8 dB. Keep soft clip on if it helps tame peaks, and use Auto Filter to shape the movement in a range that lives mostly in the body of the bass. You might dip around 250 to 450 Hz if things get boxy, and maybe add a small presence lift around 1 to 3 kHz only if the bass needs more articulation. This is also a good moment to make a choice. If you want more old-school jungle grime, lean into band-pass style movement, mild saturation, and a slightly rough upper mid. That gives a dusty, sample-like character. If you want a more modern dark roller feel, keep the mid smoother, narrow the movement a bit, and let the transient stay cleaner. Both work. The question is what the track needs. Why this works in D&B is pretty straightforward. The bass isn't just harmony or texture. It's part of the rhythm section, so the wobble has to feel intentional against the drums. If the movement is too random, the groove loses its shape. If it's too constant, it becomes wallpaper. We want something that feels played. Set the wobble in time with the drums, not as a free-running effect. In Ableton, draw the filter automation so it phrases with the break and snare. A classic jungle shape might lean into 1/8 or dotted 1/8 motion, but don't make every bar identical. Let one bar answer the next. Let the second half of the phrase open a little more than the first. Tiny differences matter. What to listen for? The wobble should push through the bar line without trampling the kick and snare. If it feels late, tighten the automation. If it feels too static, add a few deliberate gaps. That little bit of restraint can make the whole phrase feel more alive. Now separate the layers by frequency intent. This is where the patch starts behaving like a mix object instead of a single sound. On the sub, keep most of the energy below roughly 90 to 120 Hz. If needed, roll off the low mids and keep it firmly mono with utility. On the mid layer, high pass somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz. Depending on the track, control harshness if the transient gets too sharp, and notch any nasal resonance if it starts sounding honky. If you build a separate transient layer, high pass it much higher, often around 200 to 400 Hz, and let it contribute only the front edge and definition. Keep it low and level. It should be felt before it's heard. A lot of DNB bass problems come from one layer trying to do too much. If the sub is wobbling, the low end gets unstable. If the mids are carrying too much low end, the drop sounds wide but weak. If the transient is overcooked, it fights the kick, so keep the rolls clean. That's the whole game. Now put the bass against the full drum stack. Kick, snare, break, hats, ghost percussion, everything. This is where you stop treating the patch like a preset and start treating it like a record element. Two things matter most here. First, the bass should still have a clear front edge when the break gets busy. Second, the sub should stay centered and predictable even when the mid layer is doing more animation. If it sounds great solo but falls apart with the drums, don't keep tweaking forever. Fix the conflict, then commit it. Resample the mid layer once the movement and tone are working. That gives you faster arrangement control and a more deliberate jungle feel. Honestly, this is a pro move. Once the sound is there, print it, consolidate it, and work with audio. You'll make better decisions faster. And here's a useful mindset shift. Treat the bass as a three-decision mix problem. Where does the sub live? Where does the dusty body live? Where is the attack allowed to speak? If any of those jobs are doing two roles at once, the patch usually feels exciting for a minute and then falls apart in the drop. Now tighten the groove. In jungle and rollers, timing matters as much as tone. Nudge the note starts slightly earlier if the bass feels lazy. Shorten the tails if it crowds the snare. Use clip envelopes or note lengths to create tiny gaps after important hits. Leave a little space before the drop so the first bass note lands with impact. A useful arrangement shape is something like an 8-bar intro groove, then an 8-bar first drop phrase, then a 2-bar switch up with a tighter wobble or more open filter, then another 8 bars with a small variation or octave accent. The point is not to keep the bass identical. The point is to make it evolve without losing identity. Now check mono. This is non-negotiable. Keep everything below roughly 120 Hz firmly mono. If you want width, put it in the mid layer only and test it immediately. A wide bass that collapses in mono is not actually heavy. It's just facey. In club playback, the narrower bass that holds its shape will always win. What to listen for here? When you hit mono, the bass should lose some width, but not its identity. The note definition and groove should still read clearly. If the whole thing disappears or gets weak, the stereo treatment is probably doing more harm than good. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the whole bass wobble, including the sub. Don't oversaturate the mids until the transient disappears. Don't use too much high-frequency movement, or the bass starts competing with the hats and breaks. Don't leave notes too long under busy drum programming. And don't try to solve a bad phrase with more processing. In DNB, editing the MIDI often fixes what EQ never will. A few pro tips can take this further. Slight note-to-note variation in filter openness makes repeated hits feel performed instead of looped. Let the mid layer get a little ugly, but only in the mids. Pair the wobble with ghost percussion so the bass opens after little drum details. Use octave lift sparingly, maybe at the end of a 2-bar phrase, to create evolution. And if the track feels too polished, allow a touch of unevenness in wobble depth or filter speed. That can make it feel more sampled, which suits jungle beautifully. If you want extra movement, print the mid layer to audio and chop it like a break. That lets you trim awkward tails, reverse small bits, or create more sample-based fills. Once the motion is musical, degrading and re-eking the printed audio can add a gritty, dusty impression without making the whole sound messy. Before we wrap up, here's the final quality check. Mute the drums and listen for phrase logic, not just tone. The bass should still imply tension and release on its own. If it just sounds like a stag wobble preset, the MIDI or envelope shape is probably too even. But if it feels like a real jungle phrase, then you've got something useful. So the recap is this. Build the phrase first. Keep the sub clean and mono. Let the mid layer carry the dust, movement, and attitude. Give the note start a clear front edge. Shape the wobble in time with the drums. Check mono. Commit the good version. And don't over-polish it out of its character.